Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Rock. Rockt. Der neue T-Rock.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the extravaganza today, influential pets plus laser light shows and dung. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Cable channel TNT has the closer, but BNT Network is the only place to catch the debut episode of Greg Warren's hot new show, The Uncloser.
Oh!
And it's a done deal. Oh! Only Greg can make it undone. He takes the O's out of smooth and makes it smooth.
This is my hotel room. You said you wanted to see it. There it is.
Very nice. Maybe we should put on a little music to, you know, set the mood.
Oh, I'll do you one better. I'll play you some music. Check this out.
What the hell is wrong with you?
It's the entertainer. You never saw The Sting? Where are you going? I got other songs. Here, do you like Christopher Cross? You know it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
The Uncloser. Greg Warren is a good-looking single comic traveling from town to town and meeting lots of beautiful women. And scoring with none.
Oh.
All to the disgust of his trusty sidekick, Chick McGee.
I don't know what it is, Chick. Girls just aren't interested in me.
What are you talking about? I saw you leave here with two totally hot chicks last night right after the show.
Perfect example. We get done with the show. They want me to give them a ride back to their apartment. So I do. And...
Greg, thanks for giving Heather and me a ride back to our apartment.
Yeah, we've probably had a little too much to drink.
Besides, we wanted to show you our king-size bed.
Oh.
And listen, we were thinking it's just about bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Will you look at me carrying on and you girls are trying to get a little shut-eye?
Wow.
Mr. Can't take a hint.
No.
It's already past midnight. I'll just let myself out. No, don't get up. You girls are in your underwear. I'll see you later. See, Chick? I got no luck with the ladies.
You idiot. You blew it. You totally blew it. Those girls wanted to have a threesome.
I don't think so, Chick. For one thing, there weren't even three of them.
You moron.
Greg Warren is sleeping in a different bed every night. Alone. He's the Uncloser.
Oh.
BNT. We know drama. And we also know that Greg Warren ain't getting laid.
Damn it.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hi.
Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hello, Chick.
Josh Arnold's got the bouncies.
Hey, Chick. It's the music.
Okay. He's at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
You're so cute.
The perfect amount of...
I'm Chick McGee. Tom on assignment. until for the foreseeable future, is what I understand.
He's flying somewhere, and he's got to meet the Pope or something. I don't know.
Pope said, hey, look. It's time.
Look, we need to.
He went to pick up our treat.
We need to talk.
Yeah.
No, I think our treat was Jeff Hosking.
Yes, remember? Yeah.
We get that every week.
Well, we get a treat every week, don't we?
Chris,
just like we get a treat every day with your
joke. Of the day.
We're just drowning in treats.
You're going to love this one.
Almost too good to be true.
Cats.com has released the list of the wealthiest and most influential pets in the world.
Also, right. not just cats, though.
As no, chick, not just cats.
What, chick, what would you say? You're careful. You're talking about the pets I'm going to marry.
That's exactly right. As soon as I get that law passed.
The highest earning pet in the world is a Pomeranian known as Jif Pom, who allegedly makes $32,906 per social media post.
Whoa.
Yeah. In addition to 10 million followers, Jif Pom's resume includes 2 Guinness World Records and an appearance in Katy Perry's music video for Dark.
I see.
Huh. I didn't get this. I looked it up. This thing is just wildly cute, and it's wearing a little T-shirt, and it's got a little necklace on. I mean, boy, this thing is it looks like an Italian-American guy going out to a nightclub in New Jersey.
Those are puffballs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Pomeranians are also yappers.
Does it have does it have the man bun on top there, where it has a little strand of hair straight up on top of its head?
Yep, it's got the it's got like that kind of that good pushback haircut.
Sure,
it looks like John Mayer on the cover of Battle Studies.
This thing looks like a teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
It's adorable.
Oh my gosh.
That's
I've seen this little guy. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, worth how many? How much? How many monies?
$32,906 per post. And look how many posts are up. Wow.
And 10 million followers.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking these pets inherited money or something.
I guess. Yeah, that's what I thought too. This is they're working. Earning.
They're working. Yeah.
All right.
There's a cat out there named Nala Cat, Nala. Took the number 2 spot by earning $14,419 per post online. She has an estimated, I don't know what this, I'm going to say $100 million. Is that right? And has 4.3 million followers online.
Nala Cat's funny.
Nala Cat?
Very wide eyes. Sort of surprised and such.
Gravy's got rings around her.
Thank you.
Put Gravy's pictures up. You could start making money.
You think my cat should have
money on the table,
here's
Josh.
Here's what you need to do, Josh.
Yeah.
OnlyFans for cats.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be considered kitty porn?
Possibly.
Very good.
KITTIE. Kitty porn. You're leaving money on the table.
Hi, I'm not a cat. Do you guys follow any animals?
I do.
I used to follow Boo.
I follow these golden doodles.
It was a little Pomeranian. I think that Boo passed away, though.
Oh, boy.
I think Jif Pom has replaced Boo in the
I used to follow
Pom
Ham.
World.
They were corgis. Ham, Hamilton, and Olivia.
Oh.
But then they got their own TV cartoon show, so I kind of got away from that.
Oh, they got too big.
They got too big for me.
Kind of like when your favorite band all of a sudden is mainstream.
It sounds like Chick is talking about Wilco.
Exactly.
They were really something before they sold out. Ham and Olivia. I miss them.
Number 3 on the list, a dog called Doug the Pug. He has 3.8 million followers and rakes in $12,890 per Instagram post.
How about that?
Doug the Puggy
has been featured in various music videos, Chick, including Katy Perry and Fall Out Boy's work. So, and also published his own New York Times.
Can't Katy Perry get his
own New York Times? What?
It says he has also published his own New York Times. That's all I got, bud.
No, he craps on it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I Googled Doug, and he wears a crown sometimes.
Yeah.
Kind of like that Biggie Smalls album cover.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he's not wearing the crown, he wears a cut-up watermelon as a helmet.
Yeah.
And man, this thing is cute. He looks like a football player in the 30s.
Hmm.
There was a dog online that had an attachment to a pumpkin. Did you see
this? No.
Like they were buddies?
Like a friendly attachment?
Like an emotional attachment to a pumpkin. And carried it around everywhere. and it all happened by accident. The owner didn't know he really, really liked pumpkins. And so the pumpkin, as nature, it eventually rotted.
Sure.
So he had to get him a pumpkin pillow, and that worked. He liked the pumpkin pillow, too. So.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. That's the kind of social media I'm looking at. Dogs with pumpkins.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tomorrow for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action. So don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup tomorrow, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal S. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Planetariums across the country are going to mark the 50th anniversary
of Laser Floyd.
Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon album.
I was just making a silliness.
No, special dome experience, Josh. The music will be played with visuals of the solar system and beyond.
Is there some brouhaha about a rainbow?
Yes.
Being on the...
Well, it's a prism.
Dark. It's always been a prism. Yeah.
I saw they did an updated logo, and it said 50, and in the O, there was the rainbow, and it looks like the rainbow flag, and people thought they were making a political statement.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah,
it's just part of the...
It's right. Just part of the artwork.
Always has been,
And people are going, I'm never going to listen to this woke band ever again.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
It's a nod to the press conference EMI Records held in 1973 at the London Planetarium to present the album originally. Details on the new show will be announced later. A deluxe anniversary box set we've been referring to already. Dark Side of the Moon released on March 24th.
Awesome.
Now, Josh, were laser shows a big thing back when you were coming up?
Yeah. Yeah, especially when I was like 15, 16. You could go and...
Because they were everywhere in the 80s.
Oh, they were? Okay, yeah. Yeah, they had Laser Floyd, Zeppelin Floyd.
Yeah.
All kinds Zeppelin of stuff.
I never went to one. Did you go to one?
I hosted a couple of events.
Oh. Yeah.
I remember Zach Galifianakis had a joke in his stand-up. He said, yeah, last night I went to the Laser Natalie Merchant show.
10,000 of them.
Maniacs. Oh, yeah.
Was it just... Nice. It was for stoners, right? They were pretty open about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was kind of the... Yeah.
You just go and you like recline your chair and you stare at the ceiling.
But it's amazing to be in a hall and there's 3,000 people like looking at the ceiling. And,
whoa, man.
Oh, it's awesome.
You imagine going to the planetarium and hearing Dark Side of the Moon for the first time?
Yeah, no kidding.
That'd be pretty good.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I'd go to one of these. I hope they have one.
We have a great planet, a little one, but it'd be still nice. Hey, a British company called Benhamans has developed a tractor that is powered by cow dung. Said to be the first of its kind, the liquid methane-powered T7 vehicle reportedly has as much power as a diesel, but with significantly less emissions. But terrible smell.
That's what it sounds like out on the field.
Yep. That's the only problem they have with it.
It works by collecting waste byproducts from a herd as small as 100 cows into a biomethane storage unit.
Fire it up.
Not firing it up.
The gas called fugitive methane is treated.
The
compressed.
Fugitive.
Yeah, my gosh. Well, I'm glad we're doing this now.
I know.
My dad would have a stroke if we were talking about
farts and the fugitive.
Talking about the fugitive.
And by the way, you can hear my dad's new podcast, Farts and the Fugitive. It's very good. It's pretty informative.
The gas called fugitive methane is treated, compressed, and turned into low emission fuel. Beneman is investigating wider uses for the technology in the hopes of using it to charge electric vehicles in rural locations.
The fugitive.
Hey. Oh, hell! How'd you do that?
I'm very good.
A 2M production starring David Jansen as the fugitive. And with guest stars Andrew Prime.
What does fugitive fuel sound like again, Chip?
Robert Keith.
Robert Keith and...
The fart as the fugitive.
The fugitive. The only thing, the problem is the noise ordinance. That's too loud.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hector's out there on the farm again.
Yeah, there he goes.
A new study out there finds ants can be trained to detect cancer in urine.
No, they can't.
The study said they can.
I don't believe a word of this.
They crawl up your...
Sometimes it feels like you have ants up there when you cut off a urine stream too quickly.
Really?
Kind of has a weird feeling.
Researchers are hopeful cancer sniffing ants have the potential.
I think that might be. I might be. That might be just you, Josh.
Well,
you ever take a piece of wire about I don't know foot and a half long and
stop,
tie it off, and oh, sorry.
Go ahead. It's called sounding. It feels real good.
Oh, you want something tapered like a chopstick, maybe that
pipe
way it's,
cleaner.
Starts smaller, and gets bigger.
A Q-tip? Boy, that's a real thing. I don't know how.
How about a Q-tip, a pipe cleaner? It is a real thing. You nut.
There's some guy out there going, the Bob and Tom Show is finally talking about my favorite thing.
Sick.
They're talking about me, honey.
I'm not one to judge, but
don't do it.
Researchers are hopeful that cancer-sniffing ants have the potential to, quote,
act as
efficient and inexpensive cancer biodetectors.
It's cancer.
Cancer.
Yeah. Well, let's not focus. That is such a dark bit.
Christy's looking at her watch.
Because Tom is texting me.
Is he really?
Are they piss ants?
He could do it.
I mean, he's driving.
Bravo, Tom.
Imagine the restraint.
He is driving on the road and he had to text us.
I bet he probably wanted to say the fugitive at some point. That probably
is very funny, Tom. Very funny.
What feel so bad for
what
him.
Are you talking about, Willie?
The fugitive?
The fugitive.
That's right.
That scared the hell out of me.
Added a little more to that.
Are they piss ants? He texted.
He got in a car accident because he was trying to send that. Yeah.
I'm sure he talked to text.
He's
I'm
been
sure
listening.
He didn't
text. How much head shaking do you think has been going on?
Can you believe what they're doing? Good Lord.
I didn't give her that dark side of the moon story.
Boring.
Who cares next?
People want to hear about Mikhail's Navy.
No, they want to hear about
the f***ing fugitive.
Yes. Oh,
that is.
Boy. As the f***ing fugitive.
Oh, gosh, that's.
Man, that is
episode. Too close.
That's so good.
Scientists have discovered sea spiders can regrow lost anuses and sex organs.
Now, wait a second.
Sea spiders?
First off, sea spiders?
And how do you lose your anus?
Wait a minute. Hang on a minute. I've never heard of sea spiders before.
They don't mean crabs.
It says sea spiders, my friends.
Okay, I'm looking one up.
For the study, researchers amputated... Oh, God.
Well, that's why.
They amputated the hind limbs and back ends of 23 sea spiders.
Are they the weird kids at camp when they find a daddy long leg? Leave these spiders alone.
No joke. 16 of the sea spiders regenerated at least one body part. 14 recovered their backsides.
They're very spindly.
Oh, yeah. They do look like daddy long legs. 90% of the spiders survived long-term despite the amputations. Research was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences Journal.
These are aliens.
Yeah, those aren't supposed to be here. That's, you know what that is? That's God's mistake.
You know what? I've changed my mind. We are not polluting the oceans enough.
Josh, you know how to lose your anus.
How?
Invest in cryptocurrency.
Very good. Very good.
That's
very
from nice. Tom as well.
Oh, what is he doing?
He's killing.
Josh lost his savings.
You know what? He might be onto something. Just put him in another room and have him text him.
The best jokes of the morning.
He is talk texting to
them. Holy hell. Yes,
boy, dictated. Oh boy.
dictated, not proofread.
That. Dictated, not proofread.
Of course.
Yes.
Is dictated spelled D I C K?
No. Spelled correctly.
Use dictate in a sentence. Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Months after Jay Leno suffered those serious burns in that garage accident.
Yeah. You ever smell flesh burning?
Leno, 72, was knocked off a motorcycle January 17th by a wire strung across a parking lot, breaking two ribs, two kneecaps, and a collarbone.
Oh, what? What happened?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Jay Leno.
This guy, what a tough few months.
I know, right? And what? His show just got canceled by CNBC. No more Leno's Garage.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sad.
Wait a minute.
About
he just
that.
Got out of the hospital for the burns, and now he got.
January 17th, yeah. Leno said he went out for a test drive on a 1940 Indian motorcycle and apparently turned down a street because he recognized the smell of a gas leak, went into a parking lot that was unbeknownst to him, and was attacked by the wire, apparently.
Good Lord.
Yeah. God love him.
Hey, Jay.
That's unfortunate.
Stay
home. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, Jay,
stay inside.
You got enough money, just retire and drive your cool cars around.
He's such a nice dude, too. It's such a bummer. That why couldn't this have happened to any...
Say it.
Insert your least favorite talk show host here.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.